Thank you for the beautiful readings on love tonight. I am so grateful that we've been taught to keep awake at this holy time and watch out for the deceptive, baseless thoughts that come to try to pull us down. I am so grateful for Edward Kimball and all the other really devoted workers who left us so much to help us along our way. In his book, the copy printed here at this church, Teachings and Addresses, on page 378, there's a very short but a very reassuring paragraph which should give anyone who is doubting God some hope. He says, "The God we worship is good, and he is able, willing, and ready to redeem mankind from the evils imposed upon them by an utterly perverted sense of existence." This is so hopeful for me. I think it should encourage everybody. And also, let's not forget, Mrs. Eddy tells us in him, in that, actually it's in one of our hymnals, 144, he says it is sense that would deceive. So when we're feeling doubtful, let's remember God's glory, his presence now, his laws that govern us. Let us stay awake, be grateful, and give glory to our King. So grateful to be here tonight and for all the testimonies that continually prove that, yes, our God is good and he is here and he loves us all.